You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Good morning and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast on Sunday, August the 21st. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at an action-packed and bumper card today at the Curra. Eight races to come, the highlight in the middle of the day in the shape of the Royal Whip Stakes, which is a Group 3 contest bringing together the likes of Fascinating Rock and US Army Ranger. And we've got a really good two-year-old contest as well at 4:15, the Debutante Stakes Group 2 contest for fillies. Plenty of decent females on show there. But we begin the action with a two-year-old nursery over six furlongs coming up at 2:15. The ground's going to be on the soft side here at the Curra today with plenty of rain in the last 24 hours. So with that in mind, the underfoot conditions are likely to suit Ambiguity more than quite a few in this race. And Joseph O'Brien's charge is the choice. He was a winner on debut at Tipperary on very soft conditions back in April. And although this horse hasn't won a race subsequently, to be fair, this horse has been plying its trade in much better company than it faces this afternoon. For instance, when finishing third behind Caravaggio, obviously subsequent Coventry winner back in May, and then biting off more than can chew in Group 1 company behind the same horse on much quicker ground here the last day. Still wasn't a bad run. Didn't get totally disgraced in finishing last of the five runners. But now Ricasso returning to the scene as some of its best performances on rain-softened ground. Nicely drawn with the hands of Donica O'Brien. I'd expect Joseph O'Brien's Ambiguity to get us off to a reasonably good start in race number one.
Race two.
On to race two then, and this looks a fascinating affair. Group two contest for two-year-olds, and it brings together two very promising horses from the Aidan O'Brien stable. It's not normally a policy that Aidan would look to do here in run two of some of his better youngsters against each other. He usually avoids them and makes sure that they go their own separate way. But Churchill and Capri have shown a massive amount of promise in their six starts subsequently today. They've almost mirrored each other with their efforts so far on the racetrack. Capri needed his first race first time out, so did Churchill, and they've both gone on to win group races or pattern races subsequently. Churchill probably the more high profile of the two, having won at Royal Ascot, of course. And then last time out in a Group 3 contest at Leopardstown, proving his flexibility on underfoot conditions. I do think, however, this horse is a little bit vulnerable today, given that the ground is going to be on the soft side. And I really like the attitude and the quality shown by his stable companion Capri in his two victories subsequently. A good win at Galway in the first time tongue tie, and then backed off the boards the last time out to win at Tipperary. He showed bright pace throughout, and he stayed on very powerful in the latter stages, off strong fractions to record a very quick time. Given that we know that he handles the ground probably better than Churchill, or is likely to, I do think his odds around about 5-2 this morning represent massive each-way value here against the favourite. And I do think Capri will put it up to Churchill in race two.
Race number three.
On to race three then. Obviously not many views are here. The consensus is that San Remo is the one to be with here from the Aidan O'Brien stable this morning. Of course, a call by Frankel. Frankel running at an unbelievable strike rate for a first season sire. As expected, all his offspring are running with a good deal of quality, and they're showing a lot of professionalness as well on debut as well. Quite a few of them have won first time out, and this one's very much expected to go close here, judged by the activity in the market. Obviously, Stabber Companion Exemplar has got to be respected. A colt by Galileo, out of a family full of stamina. He's also expected to go well, along with the filly down at the bottom, Treadfast from the Jim Baldwin stable. Jim's always got to be considered in these kind of events, but I do think the lower the draw, the better here, and because San Remo is slightly better off on the draw front than these main two market rivals, he gets the choice in race number three.
Race four.
On to race four then. This is the highlight of the afternoon. It's the Royal Whip Stakes, a Group 3 contest over a mile and a quarter. And really, to be honest, this is almost a Group 1 race, although several Group 1 horses in this race. So it's an above average renewal of this particular contest. US Army Ranger is obviously going to be very popular off the back of his run in the Derby when he ran a career high race to finish second to Harzand. But he hasn't run since. Whether that's going to be a negative, well, only time will tell. But he's very much a horse for the autumn, and big things are expected of him here today. But he is up against a horse I've got a massive amount of time for, and that is Fascinating Rock, who, similarly to the favourite, hasn't been seen out for quite a while. You have to go back to May to find this horse's last performance when he won a Group 1, beating the very smart Found, who could only manage second place on that occasion. And he stayed on very strongly to beat Nane O'Brien's Charge on that occasion. The time of the race is very good, and it looks a really solid performance. I like the way he went through his race. He obviously goes really well when fresh, and he also likes here at the Curragh and the underfoot conditions prevailing here today. So even though a US Army Ranger is going to be a formidable opponent, I think Fascinating Rock will give him plenty to think about in this Group 3 contest, and he is the selection.
Race 5.
On to race number 5 then, and we've got another fascinating affair on our hands here in the shape of the Debutant Stakes, a Group 2 fillies contest, which brings together once again two Aidan O'Brien horses locking horns, Rhododendron and Brave Anna. Rhododendron has been all the rage this morning, which is a little bit of a surprise in many respects, even though she's a very promising horse and she did run well here on debut and followed up with a win next time out at Goodwood. She doesn't have the form in the book that her stable companion Brave Anna has, and for that reason I'm going to go with Brave Anna on this occasion. She also has got a performance here on soft ground at the Curragh, which came 2 starts ago, which are very commendable, and then of course she went to Royal Ascot and won the Albany Stakes in pretty impressive fashion, staying on very powerfully late on to beat a stellar field, which of course included Queen Kindly, who went on to win at York this week. So I do think she's got the form in the book and the conditions underfoot to put it up to Rhododendron, and certainly cause a little bit of a mini shock, you could say, in race number 5.
Race number 6.
On to race 6 then, a very competitive handicap for apprentice riders. Dalton Highway is bound to be favourite here, following a good run at Galway last time out. In the first time blinkers, this horse stayed on very strongly off the back of Sound Fractions to get as close as he possibly could to the runaway winner Intrepid Prince. But given, like I say, he did all his best work later on, I think today's underfoot conditions and stiff track will suit him. Only slight negative would be Michelle Walsh, who I think is having her first ride in public here today. So obviously she's got quite a job on her hands here at steering a favourite home here first time off the shelf. And with that in mind, I'll probably go with Club Wexford here with a much more streetwise jockey on board in the shape of Daniel Redmond, who rides this track quite well. And he's also on a horse here in the shape of Jim Bolger's Charge that should run his race. He loves it here at the Curragh. He often finishes placed more often than not. And if you go back to his run, 3 starts ago, when he was third behind Have a Nice Day and subsequent winner on Side Jaw, it gives him a massive chance here in this particularly wide open contest. He won't mind the ground and he's got a decent draw as well. So 6-1 this morning for Club Wexford. Looks a fairly solid each way investment in race number 6.
Race 7.
Big Ben is likely to be a warm order in this race following an eye-catching run first time out behind subsequent Group 3 winner Stella Mass. Obviously we've got to take it on trust that he handles the ground, being by his son of Galileo. And if he does, then obviously he's got to take a hand, you'd imagine, in the finish here. But I also quite like, even though he's a bit of a... he's had plenty of chances, also quite like Sapphire in many respects. I thought it was a really good effort the other day down in Galway behind Sikander Abad, who's a very talented horse from the Dermot Wells Stud. I like the way these two pull well clear of a decent field. And the fact that he's got good form here at the Curragh as well also stands him in very good stead. So if ever he's going to win today, it has to be back at his happy hunting ground under today's conditions. So Jim Bolger Sapphire, even though, like I say, he looks a little bit frustrating, I don't think there's any malice attached to him at all, and he gets a vote in race number 7.
And the final race.
On to the final race on the card. And I've got quite a strong view in this particular race. I do think that John Oxy's, nevertheless, is very, very well handicapped or potentially well handicapped in this concluding contest following three solid performances. Two of them over the course, first time up behind the Major General when she kept on very nicely in the latter stages, suggesting that she'd A, come on for the run and B, be suited by further. And she did just that by finishing third on her next run in a race which was won by Twilight Payment, of course, who was second at Royal Ascot prior to that. Back in the field was a horse called De Coronado, who's gone on to win subsequently and boost the form at Dundalk. And this horse got its just rewards for those two promising efforts when winning at Galway last time out. Now, the bare form says that she was a length and three-quarter victor over subsequent winners Remarkable Lady in Gabardine. But it doesn't really tell the whole story. She raced very, very keenly early on due to the slow pace. And she raced very wide as well, all the way around the bottom end of the track and round into the home turn. So therefore, she did very well to outstay those horses who got a much more efficient ride in the race. And I think thoroughly entitled to upgrade that performance off the back of that effort. We know she handles the track. She loved the bit of cutting the ground being by Fastnet Rock. And like I said, I do think she's quite well treated here for Mark of not an 80. So I'm expecting big things nonetheless in the final race. She's available back at 8-1 this morning. And I suggest you get heavily stuck into her at that particular price.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.